It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right.
You notice how low these mics are? You talking to Johnny,
you hear me?
Johnny, are you in good hands?
I'm going to take these headphones off because they suck.
Those are like studio headphones.
Those are like the Fisher-Price headphones that you get. Like,
my first headphones.
When you get it with the karaoke machine.
It's not even like the karaoke machine. It's the microphone that has like that thing in it.
Somebody was on Facebook looking for one of those the other day.
Really?
Yeah, like the spring microphone.
Yeah, the springy microphone thing that for the kids.
Garbage.
Sound like aliens or something.
Buy them a real microphone and a Vox box and you'd be fine. Anyway, let's get to the topic. It's the After Show podcast. We've literally just been BSing for like a minute.
Are you a good hand?
So,
I don't know why I'm on that.
So weird. So, a website started a viral topic recently and they asked whether you'd rather date a particular celebrity or a famous character that they played. So, we're going to do this. And I'm guys and girls included. So, we're swinging both ways. All right.
Okay.
So,
I'm tucking.
Number one, Bradley Cooper or Jackson Maine from A Star is Born. Hunter, you haven't seen A Star is
Bradley
Born.
Cooper.
No.
Bradley Cooper, the other guy has way too much baggage.
He does have a lot.
Very serious alcohol problem.
But he also is kind of that dark, mysterious guy. You know? And he can sing. Of course, Bradley Cooper can sing,
Bradley
too.
Cooper can sing. We've seen that.
In the shallow.
What's your favorite Bradley Cooper role?
Honestly, he's really good in where he takes the pills.
Yeah, Limitless.
Limitless. Great movie.
Wet Hot American Summer.
I always forget he's in that,
man. He's great in that.
I'm going with Wedding Crashers.
Big Tree Fall Hard, right?
Well, and then obviously the Hangover. But really, I feel like he in the Hangover. That is the most Bradley Cooper.
That's the guy you're gonna get, and I'd like to have a drink with that guy. All right, so I pick Jackson Maine. You pick Bradley Cooper, and Hunter wants to sleep with Bradley Cooper in Wedding Crashers.
Okay,
Jennifer Aniston or Rachel Green.
Rachel Green.
I'm right
Absolutely.
There with you.
Really?
I'm right there with
Jennifer
you.
Jennifer Aniston.
You think so?
Yeah.
She seems uppity.
Very uppity. Now, I would do Jennifer Aniston pre-Friends because that's before she had a lot of money.
When
she was in Gremlins.
I'm going Jennifer Jennifer Aniston in the first Leprechaun.
Oh, Leprechaun. That's what she was in. Before she had the nose job.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which was weird because she still almost looks the exact same despite the nose.
Yeah. Yeah. She whoever her doctor was did a. And she knew when to stop. That's the big thing.
She might have found the Fountain of Youth, guys.
You got to know when to stop. No, what the Fountain of Youth is having millions and millions of dollars and no stress.
Like Jennifer Aniston or Jennifer Aniston's character in Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses for sure because she is a freak in that.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And you might get to meet Charlie Day along with it.
That's true. Yeah.
Or whatever character you plays. All right, Mario Lopez or AC Slater?
AC Slater.
Easy choice.
Yeah.
Sweet wet Jerry curl mullet.
Yeah. And sitting in his chair backwards.
I wonder if he called me preppy too while he was.
Oh yeah.
AC Slater.
It's got to be, it's always has to happen in the locker room.
Always.
Like, even if you had a house together, you would have a locker room.
You'd have a locker room in the house.
AC Slater would wrestle you to the ground.
He would. Yeah. It's right. He was a wrestler.
Yeah, he's a state champ, bro.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, here we go. Laura Pepperon or Alex Voss from Orange and the News Black or Donna from That 70s Show. I'm gonna say Hot Donna. Hot Donna.
I don't know if you've seen her in Orange Is
the
New Black.
She's fantastic. You get to see her boobies.
$1 bob.
$1. Yeah. What? Are you a fan of a Hot Donna?
I don't really know
from that 70s show.
I know you're talking about, but I don't really know her that much. I never really watched that 70s show like fully.
Oh man. That's one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. I just started rewatching it again a little while ago.
Donna's is she the redhead?
Yeah, the tall redhead that dates Eric. And then she goes blonde, and when she goes blonde, ooh-wee. Let's see. Matt LeBlanc or Joey Tribbiani? I think Joey.
Yeah, Joey.
I think Joey Tribbiani.
I don't know who that is.
How?
Matt LeBlanc?
Matt LeBlanc. He played Joey on Friends.
Never watched Friends either.
And actually, you know, it's a really good show. What was that one that Matt LeBlanc did with the British people? Where he basically plays himself.
I don't remember.
But a more, oh my God, it's such a good show.
It didn't last very long, did it?
It was on for four seasons.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's a great show. Anyway, all right, let's see if I can find Mindy Kaling or Kelly Kapoor from The Office. The Indian girl.
Mindy Kaling.
I think so too. I think she'd be more.
She's got it more put together as far as her life. Yeah. And
Kelly Kapoor
on
The Office is just a nut bar.
Yeah.
If Ryan doesn't ask me out, I'm going to kill myself.
I suck at this.
You are not very good at this.
Let me throw one.
Watch The Office.
Yeah, you got one? Okay.
Christina Hendricks or Joan from Mad Men.
Joan from Mad Men, probably. The big, busty redhead.
Oh, yeah.
She's literally been everywhere. She's married to the Schnozberry guy from Super Troopers.
What?
I know that guy.
She's married?
They're married. Still are.
No way.
Yeah.
Big, busty redhead.
Her rack is comically large. Yeah.
Dolly Parton?
If you were to have a Jessica Rabbit in real life.
Yeah.
She's the closest one.
She's the closest one. She's still a little bit thick. Obviously, she's alive because Jessica Rabbit's a cartoon character. I got one for you. I got one for you guys.
Okay.
Betty White or Rose Nyland from Golden Girls?
Who?
Betty White or Rose from Golden Girls?
Ooh. Betty White now or Betty White when she was doing Golden Girls?
Betty White 1922.
Jack Nicholson now or 1973?
Right. 73. I would say it'd have to be in the same. Would take Rose.
I'm trying to think what Rose looked like. That's another. Yeah,
she looks Golden exactly Girls. Like Betty White does now. Like right. She was this.
Yeah.
She was already a senior citizen.
So if I count Betty White out in B. Arthur, then it's the other one. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, probably her.
Yeah. I would take Rose, her character.
Yeah. Because she's from the Scandinavian Minnesota area.
Yeah.
Like you like.
I do. I do like my north. I like my women northern.
Like my Scandinavian women.
Kelly Cuoco, I can never say her name.
Cuoco
or Penny from The Big Bang Theory.
Dude, these shows fucking suck. Every one of them, for God's sake. Get it like Home Improvement or something in there.
Okay.
There you go. Pamela Anderson or Heidi, the newer one.
Heidi. No, it's not either or. It's either Pamela Anderson or
the character.
Or the character. Jesus. Welcome Heidi. To the conversation.
Hey, shut up. These shows suck.
Anyway, I would take Penny for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. Do you got another one, Johnny?
What's the show?
You got any other good ones on your list?
I mean...
No, they're terrible. These are terrible.
Chris Evans or Captain America? Captain America, for show.
What about... I see Winona Ryder on there. What about Winona Ryder now or Winona Ryder like...
Like Edward Scissorhands?
Like Edward Scissorhands.
I would take that.
I was going to say Beetlejuice, but I think she was underage.
Yeah.
So
I kind of liked the dark, kind of gloomy Winona Ryder back then.
Yeah.
But there were picking. That's totally different. And
Beetlejuice.
Also, I do have a thing for hot moms, so.
Winona Ryder. Wow. Tim Burton's done a lot of stuff with her, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, she's
Winona Ryder never realized when she that. Got caught shoplifting.
Yes.
Or Winona Ryder now.
I'll post bail for her. Conjugal visits.
She is pretty good looking.
Or, here we go, Marissa Tomei.
Ooh.
Or the character she played on My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny.
I loved her. Dude, that is like, I know it seems very like atypical. Is that right? Anyway, I loved that character. I loved the accent. I loved her. Oh my God, I loved her in My Cousin Vinny.
Because she would be okay with you putting in her rear.
Probably.
Here's the thing though. Her character in the movie though, it seems kind of like, I mean, she's nice, but she can be a real bitch.
She's
too.
Got the attitude. It's that East Coast attitude.
I don't know if I could deal with that.
Yeah, it might be. But also, even when she'll throw a pan at your head, but then she'll let you put a thumb in the butt.
She's dead.
In the rear. In the rear.
Pan in the head.
A 1975.
Thumb in the butt. Hand in hand.
But Joe Pesci has to come with her.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
He has to come with her.
The Utes be with us?
Yeah,
as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Youths.
I'm sorry. Utes. That's such a great movie. I think that's an underrated movie for sure.
All right.
Which one?
My Cousin Vinny.
I think it won awards.
It's really
underrated.
I don't feel like enough people give it credit, man.
How about this? The judge from My Cousin Vinny or Herman Munster?
I think it's the same guy.
It is.
Sylvester Stallone, Demolition Man. Oh. Sylvester Stallone, Judge Dredd, or Sylvester Stallone, 1997.
Here's the thing: is Judge Dredd, I think, would be too serious.
Okay.
Demolition Man, I think, would come around. And I think he'd be a good guy.
It's hard for me to rally
now
around.
Now, there's a
Stallone.
Good one. Sandra Bullock or Sandra Bullock's character on The First Speed. She was a babe, man.
She was a babe.
She still is, actually, but she's one of those fit older ladies that, like, takes the, like, she, you can tell she's just always working out.
Now, has she also aged appropriately, or is she, like, trapped in time of 1990?
That's what I'm saying, trapped in time. Like, okay. So you're getting Sandra Bullock just there. Or her character in Speed.
Okay.
I love that little sundress she's wearing in that movie.
don't say it like that, you weirdo.
Creeping us out.
It's just like the, do we need some time alone? Do we need to shut the lights off?
You open the door on that speeding bus, that sundress is going right up.
I can't do Sandra Bullock because she looks exactly like my first cousin. Like almost a twin.
It's only first cousin. That's fine.
Dude, you were weirding us out. For God's sake.
You kissing cousins?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any more. There's a couple like Will Smith or Alex Hitchens from Hitch.
Hancock was better.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Or Independence Day.
Independence Day, you know? Will Smith.
That was Will Smith.
Yeah, it was. That was gangster Will Smith.
That was. Yeah, or him in Bad Boys.
Yeah, Bad Boys is pretty badass. Which is coming out with a new one too.
I don't know about that. I think
it could go either way.
What's the last thing Martin Lawrence has done?
Probably TV, right?
I know he's doing Bad Boys 3. So
I don't know.
That's the only one I think he's done.
He's been living off of that.
I think he kind of just went on a hiatus.
Well, because remember Blue Streak?
Blue Streak,
great movie.
He was in a Nothing to Lose. Remember that movie?
Yep.
With boy Andy Dufresne.
And Robbins.
Tim Robbins.
Yeah. Like Tim Robbins. Ooh. And Susan Sarandon.
Nothing. Susan Sarandon. Regular Susan Sarandon or Susan Sarandon Bull Durham.
And I just watched Bull Durham again. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Definitely.
But she still looks like old. You know?
She does, but
I mean, in that movie she had to be what, in her 40s? Probably?
Yeah,
early 40s?
I think so, yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She either looks great or she looks rough as hell. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
There's no in between.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Are you doing Bob Barker or Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore. I think that's the
real
Bob Barker.
I could kick your ass, dude. You be careful.
Okay, now here's one. Cate Blanchett or Thor's sister. What's her name? See, because I loved her in that with the dark hair and the dark makeup.
I don't know.
Makeup.
I mean,
ooh. And
did you see her in Lord of the
Rings?
Are
we boring you, Hunter?
Yeah.
Did you see her in Lord of the Rings?
I didn't like her as much in that. She's too elfy, too pale.
Yeah.
And I like more gothy style.
No, what's Cate Blanchett? I know that name.
Yeah, Cate Blanchett. She's a famous actress. I hope you do.
What movies, though?
Well, she was in the Thor, Ragnarok. Yeah. She was in... God, what else was she? She's been in
a bunch of stuff.
Shit.
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Anyway.
She was in the Lord of the Rings series.
Yeah, she played one of the elves.
Must be not that important.
She is important. I just can't think of the movie she's in.
I think she's won, like, awards.
Okay. Helen Mirren, and I'm talking like Helen Mirren now, or Queen Elizabeth that she played.
Ooh, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, all that power.
You get all the power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hot.
You guys know all these movie stars. You guys watch a lot of movies, don't you?
Because we're not stoned every time we watch a movie.
Shut up.
All right. I can't think of any other like real hard ones. I think that's probably
no.
Good. We've drugged this out.
Because I've already got one.
Hey, oh, what do you got?
Yeah, a hard one.
Oh, good God, Giggy. Johnny. Good Johnny.
You're the one that made it weird. Jesus. With the sundress of Sandra Bullock.
The sundress and the
I'm
thumb in the butt.
I'm just trying to end this conversation so I can get back to work.
You take your heart on and get out of here.
Yeah, once you waddle on out of here.
Right.
You put it in your belt loop and you get on out of here.
I noticed you lost the blood in your face.
The belt strap. Johnny passed out for a while. Right. What happened? All right, that's going to be good enough. Johnny, thanks.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For being in
You're
this
welcome.
Weird-ass conversation with us. Don't forget to explore more on our website, and as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Johnny, as in Johnny on 98.3 The Coast, or Johnny Greaser?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Johnny Greaser, for sure. Johnny Greaser is the kind of guy that'll slap you around a little bit, but then he'll make sweet, passionate love to you. Jeez.
That is true.
And then he'll take off on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he'll just leave a little rose on the pillow.
I'd take both. At the same time.
You want to get spit roasted by Johnny and Johnny Greenstein? Yeah,
at the same time, man.
That's messed up, dude.
Eiffel Tower.
I'm still in the room.
Eiffel Towered by the two Johnnies.
He just made it weird.
Come out.